Hello, everybody. My name is John Ingram with Town Square Media in Montrose, and I'm very happy to be joined by Stacy Ryan with the Valley Symphony Association, with Tammy Olson, the branch manager of Bank of the West in Montrose, and Stephen Aguilo Arbuez, the guest conductor and finalist for the orchestra conductor position at the Valley Symphony Association. And we are here to talk about the upcoming concert, Pop Stars and Superheroes, that is going to be Saturday, April 22nd at 7:30, and Sunday, April 23rd at 3 o'clock at the Montrose Pavilion. Now, first things first, Stacy, I am very curious to hear about the origins of this concert theme. I'm very excited about it, and I'd be interested to hear about the origins of how you came up with the idea.
Thanks, John. Yeah, you know, I remember the music committee got together, and that's the conductors and a couple of board members and myself. And I believe actually it came from our former director, longtime conductor, Michael Kern. And I think he had a vision for it, and then he decided to retire. but here we are, and it'll be really fun. And we bounced it around and came up with this at the theme, the overarching theme. And then once we, you know, got all the guest conductors lined up and Stephen was set to do this one, he fleshed out that theme.
Yeah, it's just such a cool idea. And I mentioned before, Stacy, that I really feel like it's going to bring in a whole new audience of people who may not have been as exposed to classical music in their life. But they hear something like Pop Stars and Superheroes and they say, you know, it's just relatable and it's familiar to a lot of people. So I really think it's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're doing everything from Mozart, who is the first pop star, first superstar, all the way down to all kinds of very current stuff, Taylor Swift, you know, and everything in between. But just to not put too fine a point on it. And Stephen, please jump in here if I'm off. But it's my understanding that, you know, movie music really is the classical music of our time. And it's based in opera and it's based in storytelling. And when we play some of these pieces like Jurassic Park, Star Wars, you are really transported back. You have this imagery going on in your head because we've, you know, most everybody, I believe, except for one trumpet player, has seen Star Wars. And it's very much a part of our culture, a part of our DNA, you know, and that's why it's classical. That's why it's timeless.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't have said it better myself. And Stephen, if you could chime in and tell us, I should say, a little bit about how excited you are for this particular theme and also a little bit about how you prepared.
Well, yeah, I'm very excited about this concert. First of all, I want to say that classical music and orchestra concerts are fun. It's just a great time. You're going to have a wonderful time. And specifically for this concert, like Stacy said, this concert's filled with music that is so recognizable. This is music that is from our lifetime. If you think about it, a lot of concerts that are put on by orchestras and choirs sometimes, you know, feature music that are not from our lifetime, and they can still be very recognizable because just music is so prevalent in our culture and specifically in different in movies and television anyway. But this one feature, you know, pop stars and superheroes. I mean, we have music from the Beatles to Seal to Led Zeppelin and other big head names. This, you know, from our favorite movies and our television shows, Pirates of the Caribbean, Game of Thrones, Star Wars. I'm already so excited just talking about this.
Yeah.
Me too.
And this is music that we grew up with, the music that really makes us. I think Stacy had a great point that it really becomes part of you. It's part of our DNA. And especially when music can really spark something inside of you. That it already, that's that process of just, it becomes part of you. So preparing for this concert, all the tunes, there's so many melodies that we know. And going into our rehearsals with the VSA, I was already so excited. And so we all pretty much all know these tunes and these melodies, but really fine tuning them together. That was really special. That was really wonderful to have these rehearsals, and we prepared for these concerts. Of course, creating this together is only part of the equation. The other part of the equation is really when we're able to share it and we're able to experience it together, not just with our musicians, but with our audiences. And so I can already feel the buzz that we all have for this concert, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, and I don't want to give too much away about the songs that are going to be played at the concert. But I do want to get into a couple of those just to give a little bit of a taste to see, to show people kind of what we mean when we have, when we have this type of show and exactly what the list is going to be. But first, I would like to ask Tammy Olson with the Bank of the West. Tammy, maybe you could talk a little bit about how originally the Bank of the West got involved with the Valley Symphony Association, and a little bit about how excited you are to be involved and be the sponsor of this particular concert.
Definitely. So we have a branch here in Montrose, and we have one in Delta. And Gary was very instrumental at the Delta branch in talking with Heartland Club and getting this started. Once we got started, then Montrose was like, well, we'll partner because the concerts are held in Montrose. So we were excited to be able to join and to be another part of our community. I'm excited because you're right. This is the music we grew up with. This is the excitement of being able to share that music with the younger generation. I'll be bringing a couple younger people along with me, and it's exciting. It's exciting to share this style of music with the younger generation and give them exposure to a better culture and a better frame of music than we sometimes get to listen to these days. So
yeah, and it really is. I can't tell you how excited I am about it, because in addition to bringing in possibly a new audience, people who did not necessarily grow up with classical music, it's just any song sounds so epic when it's right. Done classically. It's just it's kind of that goosebump inducing feeling. And we just to give a couple, and again, I don't want to give too much away. There's going to be the theme song from Game of Thrones, the HBO series. There's going to be some Jurassic Park music. There's going to be some Batman music, some Beatles. So they really kind of run the gamut in terms of, just the songs that they are going to play. And Stacey, forgive me if we've talked about this before, but I am curious. We come up with the theme, or you guys came up with the theme of pop stars and superheroes. Tell me a little bit about the specific songs that you decided to play. How did this all come to be?
Well, really, the music selection is by the conductors.
Okay,
so
great.
Really, again, Stephen, we come up with a very high level description. Like, we have the theme, and then we have a description of it that I use throughout all of our materials consistently. But it's loose enough that as the concert approaches, because we've chose this about 18 months ago. And so we, of course, didn't have specifics, although we knew what was in our library, and there were pieces that we could pull from the library. Yeah. And but it really is ultimately up to the conductors, both Katie Christopherson, the chorus conductor, and Stephen, our guest conductor, to figure out what they want. I mean, we all had ideas of, if we could do, Batman or, whatever. I mean, I think Batman was definitely one that came up early on. And I have to say that I've had the theme to Jurassic Park in my head for about 4 weeks now. I go on my walks and I actually started just playing it because it's like, so, like you say, it's very epic and you're walking outside and it's just la la la, you know, it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's John Williams. And of course, it's gorgeous. And but really, the selections ultimately come down to the conductors.
And Stephen, maybe you can jump in and tell us a little bit about the thought process of how you pick some of these songs and again, just kind of what that process was like.
Yeah, you know, there's a combination, first of all, because the VSA does have a library of music, and so I wanted to pick some selections that there were things that were from the library already in the library, but then some new things that we had to order. And you know, it's always about not just repeating certain pieces, but also bringing something new. So it's a combination. There's the Jurassic Park, for example. I believe the VSA has done before, but you know, it's just done in a different context. Mm-hmm. So you'll have. We do have some Mozart on there, like Stacey said, the original pop star, but then we also have some other pieces that I brought that I thought would be a lot of fun and things that that are very you know, again, very recognizable, but also, you know, there's also the side of not just listening to the music, because I know, you know, we were talking about experiencing music even as an audience member, but you know, there are pieces that are very challenging and that are just, I feel like they're just a lot of fun to play and to sing, you know, just themselves. So you know, the VSA has done the Empire Strikes Back, right. Star Wars medley. But then we, you know, and I know I'm giving away a lot here.
That's okay. It's enticing.
Yeah.
It's enticing. And so, but then there, you know, there's new stuff that, has come out even in the most recent years. The Avengers, movies that have that kind of music. There's also, Havana is another right. one that Camila Cabello had made it wildly popular here. So, but yeah, it's music that, you know, and I was coordinating also this with Katie Christopherson here, and you know, trying to just find a good balance, because also that's the thing, is there's going to be selections that you're going to hear from the orchestra, there's going to be selections that you hear from the chorus. Obviously there's a piece, in there, a couple pieces actually that are all done together. But we also strive to find, in selecting the music, find a balance, finding, a journey actually that we can really take, audiences on, so that we really, you know, it's kind of, I always kind of compare it like a roller coaster almost. And,
sure.
You know, we want to take people on a roller coaster, and, you know, and sometimes you have these high points, and then sometimes we have these more calm points. And so it's really feeling like when we put this concert together, that we're really finding a really nice, path that we can take people on and have a great time.
Yeah.
So I know that, you know, there's so many wonderful pieces that are on this concert. I mean, you know, I know we didn't list all the repertoire there, but it's you know, come find out what, you know, what the rest of the concert is going to be, and if you've never been to an orchestra or a choir concert, experiment and come see for yourself. I mean, there's really quite nothing like it.
Get a little dose of culture.
That's right.
And if you're just joining us, I am talking with Stacy Ryan with the Valley Symphony Association, Stephen Aguilo Arbuez, the guest conductor and the finalist for the orchestra conductor position, and Tammy Olson, the branch manager of Bank of the West. And Bank of the West, of course, is the concert sponsor coming up on April 22nd and April 23rd. On Saturday, the 22nd, concert is at 7:30. Sunday, the 23rd, it is at 3. And Tammy, back to you. I'm kind of curious. First of all, are there any songs particularly that you are especially excited for? Or are you just ready to see the whole set?
I'm really just kind of excited to see the whole set. It's one of those things where I grew up with Star Wars.
Right.
And so it's seeing the whole set from start to finish and, you know, being aware even of some of the newer artists and their music. So we're pretty excited to see all of it and experience what they have.
Yeah. I mean, when you go from Mozart to Camila Cabello, you really kind of, again, to use that phrase, you run the gamut in terms of the, you know, the timeline of when all these songs are from. And Tammy, I also wanted to just kind of give an opportunity if there's anything that you would like to tell our audience about Bank of the West, anything that they should know, anything that you have going on right now, in addition to, of course, generously sponsoring the upcoming Pop Stars and Superheroes concert.
Well, just an update for those who haven't heard, we've joined the Bank of Montreal, which we call BMO, and we'll do our full conversion over Labor Day weekend. But nothing will change. Myself and my team will remain here.
Right.
We're going to do good in making sure that's a smooth conversion for our customers. BMO is one of the top 50 safest banks. And so that's reassuring for all of us and for our employees. And so just, you know, letting everyone know it's a great place to work. It's a great place to bank. And, you know, we're here to support the community. That is one of their top priorities. And so we look forward to being able to do a little bit more community support after the acquisition is
absolutely
complete.
Yeah. So. And again, as you talk about community support, sponsoring the Pop Stars and Superheroes concert is a perfect example of that. I know it's very appreciated. And Stacy, do you have anything else you'd like to add?
I do. I do want to speak to the concert partnership with Bank of the West. So when Stephen mentioned that the conductors are able to purchase music for these concerts to expand our library, which has been amassed over the last 50 years.
Wow.
It's Bank of the West. It's our concert partners who allow that purchase really to happen. And so they're not only supporting this concert specifically, but long-term they're contributing to our well-being and our legacy for the future. And so our concert partners are really, really important to us. And besides Bank of the West for this one, we've had the Montrose Regional Health and Go Big Banners and Volunteers of America have been our sponsors, our concert partners this year, along with Cimarron Wealth Management is our first ever season partner. So those contributions are really not just, you know, one-off transactions. They are absolutely planting seeds and nurturing us as we give back to the community. And as, you know, in the future, our hope, our goal is to continue to provide orchestral and live orchestral and choral music for future generations. So
yeah, and I know there's a lot that goes into it. As someone in radio, I know about purchasing songs and having the rights to them. It's not always the easiest thing. And again,
or the cheapest.
Right. Oh, yeah. That's kind of what I meant by easy. But again, with the sponsors and all the support that the Valley Symphony Association gets, I know it makes it all possible. And just to let everyone know, if you're interested in learning more about the upcoming show on the 22nd and 23rd, you can go to valleysymphony.net. Again, that's valleysymphony.net and get more info there. And Stephen, I just want to come back to you and ask you if there's anything else that you would like to add or to tell our audience.
Well, first of all, I want to say a huge thank you to Bank of the West and all the sponsors. I mean, it's just everything that you do is so invaluable, and it's just wonderful to have those partnerships and all that support. I mean, thank you. A big, big thank you. Also, I wanted to, give a shout out to the members of the Valley Symphony Association, all of the musicians and the board members. And I mean, everyone has been just so wonderful to work with. This group, I found out that this group has such a passion for music and wanting to create art together. And music is one of those, it's that art that is so shareable. And when we experience it together, with musicians and with our audiences, I feel like that's something very special and that it really connects us. It's like our hearts are linked, and we're dancing to the same tune. Yeah. So it's really wonderful. And this concert, I also just wanted to say that this concert also is, I feel like, is not just about the pop stars and the superheroes, but also the real life heroes in our lives. Yes, we have so much fun exploring the music, but this concert, I feel like in a lot of ways, is also like an homage to the people in our lives that care for us, that look out for us. There are apparent heroes in our lives, but then there are those unsung heroes that we don't at first realize that they're there. I think our fascination with superheroes stems from our need to care for one another and to see the good in people. So I really hope you can make this. Like, everyone can make this concert. This is such a talented group of people that work so hard. The VSA, this is your orchestra. This is our orchestra. This is all of our orchestra and choir. And it's such a wonderful group to work with, but I know that we're all going to have a wonderful time.
That's extremely well said. I think that's a very good way to look at it. And I know that the whole community is excited, and that I know that many are going to show up one more time. It is Saturday, April 22nd, Sunday, April 23rd. The show on the 22nd is at 7:30. On Sunday, the 23rd, it is at 3. It is Pop Stars and Superheroes with the Valley Symphony Association. And if you want to get more information, go to valleysymphony.net. And I also want to mention it is at the Montrose Pavilion.
And if you want to dress up and wear a cape and a mask, you are welcome.
Yes, yeah. I'm planning my costume, my cape right now. I want to thank Tammy, Stephen, and Stacy for coming in and chatting with me for a little while. And again, I hope everyone can come out and make Pop Stars and Superheroes 22nd and 23rd at the Montrose Pavilion. I'm John Ingram. You are listening to Town Square Media Montrose. We will resume our normal programming now. Everybody have a great day. Thanks for listening.